Adrian Peterson's ACL injury in December 2011 was a tough blow for the star running back. But he maintained a positive attitude, worked hard, and came back better than ever as the NFL's MVP.
And Adrian's loose! He splits the defense! Goodbye, baby! Touchdown!
His ability to bounce back has inspired many, including a local 13-year-old boy who is hoping to come back from his setbacks. Like so many kids throughout the country, Adrian Peterson is a hero for Andres Mateo, and he wants nothing more than to ask his idol a question.
I just wanted to ask him, how did he stay positive, if he always was positive, and how did he do it? And to ask for, mainly to ask for some help, some good advice to be able to stay positive and know that there's a chance that I can get back on the field.
Andres is looking for a little inspiration from the MVP as he deals with stage 4 lymphoma cancer. But after meeting him, the Vikings players quickly were inspired by his positive outlook on life.
Just want to do is be able to get back on the field. That's what I want. That's why I asked you what was going, how did you go through it and be able to come back and still have full confidence in your leg.
Just have faith, man.
You just got to believe in your leg, not.
Yeah, I believe. Even when it seems like there's no.
That's what I've been doing.
All right.
Yeah. I recently just went from stage 3 to stage 4, and the doctors can't do anything.
Just be strong, man.
Sorry to hear that, bro.
No, be strong.
I'm good. I just got to live through it. Pray, do what I can do, and miracles can happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they can. Yeah. Pray it up. I'm going to keep you in my prayers as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We appreciate you coming out.
Well, I appreciate you guys letting me.
We'll learn from your courage. Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Make sure I let it hit for you, too.
Nice to meet you. All right, thanks.
Nice to meet you.
God bless you,
thanks.
Take it easy.
Yep.
Having the opportunity to meet his heroes was a dream come true. And this amazing day was assisted by the help of a good friend.
Really, my wife, she's the one that's really into, you know, like talking to people on social networks and things like that. And she just happened to find out about Andres' situation, you know, and she ran it by me. So, you know, one day she was just like, hey, let's just go out to dinner with him. And we went out to dinner with him and we just, you know, really got attached to him. Very nice people, you know, knew, understood his situation and how difficult it could be, you know, because it could be any one of us, you know, it could be my kids, you know, so. It was really touching, and we really just try to keep them close.
You know, I was just so inspired by their spirit of just never giving up and fighting through it and family, and I was just touched so much, and Josh as well. And we ended up meeting over dinner, and we had a great time, and ever since we've kind of been keeping in touch through the off season, and I couldn't be more thankful to God for the opportunity to have met them because they've really inspired us in a way that I can't even describe.
Thanks to the Robinson support, Andres Mateo had a day he will never forget by meeting each of his favorite players. And the Vikings got the opportunity to meet an inspirational 13-year-old who never stops believing and dreaming.
Hard for me to stop, not cry right now, but I'm just that happy and to be able to have the chance to meet great people that will take the time to do that for me. And it definitely lifts my spirit to stay strong and to keep fighting.
The amount of emotion and the pride. That one little boy can bring into our lives. And it's fun to see how it's not just us who are blessed. It's everyone he tries, he comes in contact with and crosses his path, that he has an amazing spirit.